The 13-member advisory board is spending part of Monday briefing the president-elect. Joe Biden has already said he wants to invest $25 billion in vaccine manufacturing and distribution to increase testing and contact tracing and look at mask mandates in certain parts of the country. But while he and his team can begin the preparatory work, he's powerless to act for another 72 days when he'll formally become the US president. Until then, the handling of the pandemic remains with the Trump administration, and with cases rising and the total infection number nearing the 10 million mark, there are fears the current White House team will remain more focused on litigating the election than curbing infections. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.